Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Tar Heels still have to prove they can do it on the road. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. After blowing out Georgia Tech for the second time this season, UNC faces two games, both away from home, that could go a long way toward making or breaking the season. The ACC schedule so far has clearly been in first-year head coach Hubert Davis's favor. The Heels won four games they should have and lost the one road game that was likely a toss-up going in. Up next is Miami, which is getting votes but remains unranked, tonight in Coral Gables, where the U has not always been easy no matter who the Hurricanes put on the floor. Then on Saturday, UNC visits a Wake Forest team that has the most overall wins, 14, in the ACC, along with Duke. More on the Deacons later this week. Davis used the uneven performance at Notre Dame on January 5th to spur a mini turnaround with two of UNC's best games, even without Garcia, Walton, Justin McCoy, and Anthony Harris, who all missed time with various illnesses and protocols. But Amanda Bacot's double-double bench has him as the new favorite for ACC Player of the Year. AB will be critical against the Hurricanes, who lack quality size, with no player among the ACC's top 20 in rebounding, but have quick athletes who can handle the ball, pass, drive, and score. Miami leads the ACC at 5-1, but is only a half game ahead of Carolina and Duke, who are both 4-1. The Canes' 13-4 surprise win at Duke was a product of their ability to beat the Blue Devils off the dribble and create multiple backdoor baskets against an overplaying defense. Plus, come up with 15 steals against the then number two team in the country. Their forward Cameron McGusty and guard Isaiah Wong are the fifth and eighth highest scorers in the ACC. Surprisingly, they are playing host to the team with the greatest offensive reversal in the history of the program. Bacot has turned in seven straight double-doubles as the highest percentage shooter in the ACC and leading rebounder. The rest of the Tar Heels have upped their accuracy to also lead in three-point shooting, and get this, free throw percentage. If you remember, in 2021, they were 13th and 14th in the ACC in both categories. Davis's Maiden Club has made huge strides with the ball, but remain in the lower half of the conference team statistics in most defensive categories. And despite all of the offense, it is still tough to win on the road with no D. This is Archansky. See ya.